The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. We get now into this season just prior to Ascension. We start to hear Jesus give some direction of what his ascension means, his ascension, which is so inextricably tied to Pentecost and the sending of the Spirit. And yet there's a little bit of, I don't say confusion for us, in as much as the Acts of the Apostles, that book, is really telling the story of what the ascension and Pentecost, or the sending of the Spirit, means. Because the Acts of the Apostles gives us the age of the church, the age of God's holy people, redeemed by Christ, being driven right by the Holy Spirit, being guided and sustained by the Holy Spirit in all they do. That's the only thing that explains these, say, missionary adventures that we read about in the Acts of the Apostles, as we see the Word of God and the proclamation of Christ's kingship go throughout the known world. We're seeing there the life of God really infiltrating the earth and permeating the earth in and through God's faithful followers. Jesus draws us back today to show us that it's not perhaps a clear shot or a straight line from where we are to where we need to be. It's not as though, you know, we talk about the church militant. I love military images. We are, in fact, the church militant here. And yet our conquest of the earth is somewhat partial, right? And it's sometimes there's great growth in the kingdom of God on earth. Sometimes it seems as though we take a hit, we're on the wrong side of things, and we persevere and persevere and persevere. What we need to see here is that there are, in fact, forces still at work in the world that need to be defeated, and they need to be defeated by the love of God. So there's still corruption in the world. There's still people governed by many things other than the love of God. And yet the love of God is being given to us here and now so that we might, say, bring about God's loving rule on earth. That means that the love of God this morning has to take hold of our hearts, right? We have to open our hearts to God to allow him to pour into us, into our hearts, and then through our hearts into our lives, his love and his grace, really the Holy Spirit, right? So this is the theme that we set in the church, we set this week, that yes, Jesus is returning to the Father, and he gives us himself, he gives us his love, so that we might be guided and directed in all we do, and not just individually, but corporately, right? Us here as the local expression of God's love in Boonton, New Jersey, right? We are a community that needs to reflect the love of God. And we do that by receiving his love here and now, and by greeting each other with joy as we do every morning, and by the radiance of our lives attracting other people to ourselves, right? And not just to ourselves, because we're always pointing to God by virtue of having received his love. And so God sets us on mission today, just as he set the first apostles on mission. We are to be Christ bearers. We are to be light bearers to really a world that is struggling, still struggling in the midst of darkness, right? We're to bring love where there's hatred and despair, anger, jealousy, bitterness, and all the rest. And we're to conquer the world and its ways with the ways of God, with the ways of love and joy and peace in which the Lord restores us day in, day out when we approach him in prayer and sacrament.